Good evening. How are you? Doing well, doing well. What they do now. So what's annoying it? Yeah, go ahead. I did not, but that's crazy. I feel you. Well, I just. I just resent you my company's open job recs in case you want to. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's just you're free to complain. I'm all for it. I'm just letting you know in case you want. I think my manager is like the biggest idiot in the company, and I think everyone else is pretty smart. Yeah. No, what's funny is he will write me comments that are just like so wrong that some of them are AI and others are just wrong. Like he reviewed one of my CLs and he's like, "Hey, can we tidy this up? Can you check this in and tidy this up?" And then in parentheses, by tidy this up, I mean remove your do not submit comments, because I usually put that if I'm putting some debugging print statement or log, so I don't forget it, so I can control F it. But I was looking at my code and they just weren't in the entire branch. So he must have been looking at like something else. And it's just like, I don't even know how to respond to these comments without being an asshole. I've left it in. I've only had it when I was working on something and I showed him, but it's funny. And I was just like, ah, you're an idiot. Hey. Yeah.
So, Josh, when you if you were to does it does Claude measure the code you submit that's AI generated or the ones you just use? Okay, never mind. I was just gonna say tap, 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 tap. Yeah. What about might be with your manager on this one, Josh. Okay. No, I'm with your manager on this one, but I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No, I'm gonna. So, to be honest with you, I feel like in data engineering, there's a good amount of just numb. Can you take this data frame and then transform this and then do this group by? And I know most of it. But when it's like a slightly annoying thing, I'm just like, you just write it. But I never have AI write hard things. I only have it write things I know I could do. I just don't feel like checking this thing. My That's what I do. I So for me, the way I use it is I only have it write a function at a time. I never will be like, can you just take this data, transform all of this, and extract this and do this? I might be like, I don't feel like building this stupid regex thing. Can you do this regex function? This is the input, this is the output, here's examples. I also have a rule with myself. An AI can either write the tests or the code, it cannot write both. So that's one thing I have. And then the other thing, I will sometimes use it either for front-end stuff on my side projects, and it's awful. It takes a lot of time, but I just refuse to do front-end. Or really small things that require knowing an API that I just don't care that much about. For example, on my Plex server, I just set up a new Discord channel, and I wanted a bot that I can just do slash restart. So I can run on my machine like a rebuild of a Docker container. And then I was just like, I don't, how do I write a bot? And then it's like, go to Discord, developer settings, turn this, copy this thing here. And then here you can, and then I specifically don't tell it commands because I don't want it trying to over-engineer things. Then I'm like, just let me run a bash command, and then I'll go and I'll replace the bash command with my actual thing. But that's like, and then it showed me how to write a Python script for like, here's like a event thing. I see the annotation, stuff like that. That also being said, Tanner, I think LLMs for code severely drop off the second you leave Python. I think when you're not in Python, it's terrible. And if you're not using like a big library, it's usually much worse. And then I've been saying this for a few months before it was in style. I really do think we're hitting a plateau on LLMs. And I think largely what's happening now is people are just faking new tests and fine-tuning on them. And that's where we're seeing improvements. I think we're starting to see the limits of what current architectures can do with a transformer. And I think that's also why people like OpenAI's CEO, Sam Altman, and Mark Zuckerberg from Meta are saying things like, you know, LLMs might be a bubble. You know, might not know this because they've been saying that publicly recently. Because I think honestly, they can only scale so much. Like it's crazy how much water and power it takes to do a thing that humans can do with just like fucking coffee and marshmallows, right? Like it is crazy how inefficient it is, and it's not gonna get that much better that much quicker. It's just gonna be bad. Like. That's my thoughts on it. I think we need a new architecture to do anything else. Not efficient, not efficiency wise. I don't believe, I don't be, like, diagnosis for what? Yeah, I also don't believe that the But also, I the reason I don't the reason I don't believe that study is because if you're a human that knows how to use LLMs, you shouldn't get worse results ever. Like you should be strictly as good as the LLM. I don't see. I get yeah. Well, what I'm saying is, but then in that regard, I'm surprised that you could just give an LLM full autonomy and do better than the human. But like in most of the studies I've seen, whenever you pair the AI with the human, that's when it does better than both groups. I'm like, how was the LLM not having a human? Was the what was the interface? What was it diagnosing? Like, how is it doing these things? Like, there's what's the bottleneck? There has to be some IO or something. So the patient themselves started using ChatGPT, and then the difference was a doctor with ChatGPT. See, there's the write-up. And then I found with a lot of this stuff, normally it's like some engineers fucking with things and their training sets and things like that. Like, I know, for example, with medical things, when I briefly worked with like Gemini and medicine stuff, it's like you had to do so much finagling, and they only did better on simple tasks at the moment. Like, I don't know how just like you take a textbook example of something. I don't understand. You just have a write-up, and then if you just give it straight to ChatGPT versus you give it to a person and give it to ChatGPT, the person does worse. Have you tried doing any of this with any of the state of art LLMs? Yeah. Yeah, full stack though. I just straight up don't believe people that say it's seamless because I've done it multiple times. It is not seamless. Like it is just bad. And I mean like relatively simple things. Like, sure, if I just have a data set that has a CSV, it's gonna do well. But like if I'm like, hey, can you just use this picture and then put a sprite on it that someone can move around with? They just like can't do it. What does it do? Okay, yeah, but like that, what I mean is that that's like extremely simple. The second you get like anything that's not extremely simple, like not even hard, just like middle of the road, they just deteriorate from my experience. And I mean, I've tried Claude, GPT, Gemini. Like, if you just need multiple decision-making things in there, they just deteriorate. Your. Where, which is the study that had these three control groups? I'm curious to read it. Do you have it? I worked in an AGI lab, and we were just like discussing how this stuff just doesn't work yet. Yeah, this used MedPom. That's why. MedPom and GPT. Yeah, this used MedPom, an LLM that was trained on diagnosis snippets. Like, it's just, you're just giving it data it's seen. No, but what I'm saying is, if all right, I guess let me rephrase my thoughts in more candid. If you have a description of a diagnosis and you are told to use Gen AI and you get it wrong and the Gen AI is capable of getting it right, you're an idiot. You're just a straight idiot. Like I'm just saying, you're a straight bozo. If you are given something they don't know how to use the machine, is what I'm telling you. Like this is being done by people who just don't know how to use the machine. But like when you pair it with like radiologists to do cancer diagnosis, radiologists with the AI does better than the AI or the radiologist by themselves. Because like radiologists also know how to use tech. There's a lot of doctor, like I think they're one of the highest tech savvy people that know how to use programs. Like a lot of these doctors, there's a reason their systems suck. None of them, they're like illiterate. Yeah. I think that's when LLMs are good. Needle and haystacks, they're really good at that. I mean, there's also papers, if you guys are aware, papers of people that use Gen AI for most of their like for most of their tasks throughout the day, and their brains, when they do CAT scans, like show decreased functionality. Like they're getting worse. I think he's, yeah. I would also love to know how much of that was actually written by AI. Yeah. It's impressionist, yeah. I can do the recap. Yeah, I can do this. So I'm going to interject with some information I found out from Josh. So we're going to start with, we just murdered two bozos that tried to jump us, right? They got fucking clapped. Then turns out In Kalaria, there's stand your ground laws, so we technically could have reported this to the police. We didn't ask. We don't care. We didn't do that. We hid the fucking bodies, which is actually the only crime we committed in that instance, and stealing. We stealing and then mutilating and then hiding the dead bodies. But other than that, those are the crimes, actually. Anyway, we then trotted around. We delivered the briefcase. The person's like, "Wow, this. Do you have a 9-year-old strapped to the briefcase with really strong hands?" And we're like, "Yep." And then the 9-year-old was like, "Hey, here's a lollipop." We also handed them a business card. But anyway, we went shopping. The 9-year-old got a magical lollipop given to them that they can now cosplay more effectively as a 9-year-old. Johnny Skyfall tried to buy solid gold glasses, and turns out his 10 or 100 bucks wasn't enough. So he's like, "I'll come back." Oh, sorry. So his 30 bucks wasn't enough for solid gold sunglasses. And the guy's like, "You're fucking poor." And then Johnny's like, "I'm gonna come back here." And then Johnny tried to smoke, but turns out he's not cool enough or old enough, and he just ended up hacking up a bunch of smoke. Really should let the smoking to the cool guys. We then went to a fence where we committed our next crime of the day, where we tried to sell illegal police IDs. And then they're like, "I don't know. We don't even know if it's going to work." And then we're like, "Can you get someone to test it?" And they're like, "That's going to cost money." And we're like, "We're cheap and criminals, so no." So then we left. We then decide, hey, we should get talk to those gay people from the bowling alley. So we went over there. Johnny did a cool James Bond thing, and I was like, he's probably going to get stabbed. Luckily, didn't get stabbed. He did not have to fall from the sky again. So then we kept going. And then we kept going. We then go, all right, well, I guess we have a car now. We should get a license, which isn't a driver's license. It's like a British person internet license type of thing. Poor the Brits. They have no freedoms anymore. Side note. We go into the Fane. We sleep for the night. We tried to teach our heart how to cook quiche. Disaster. They just made a thick omelet. We then got. Which is an omelet. Well, we then, oh, we also, our bird friend made us tinfoil hats. And side note, not important to the recap, but our bird friend eats eggs. Kind of weird. Thought I should note that. Anyway, we then decide to go for a little nap. So we wake up, and then we get up pretty early for us, which is like 7. We then take out the car with our new license. We drive over to the FedEx with hippogriffs, and then we go, wow, we should really figure out why these satellites pointed to this little safety deposit box or PO box. And they're like, you know what? You know, they totally check this thing all the day. So we just decide we're gonna camp out in front of this thing, and then we have our bird friend who has a bird friend hide. Luckily, it's inside, away from the griffins, hippogriffs, griffins or hippogriffs. Hippogriffs. So we have our bird friend hiding, looking at it, while we're hiding out in our stakeout car, and then we just start going around. I think Tanner's dad, I think Tanner's dad in Jonathan Campaign 2 was a pirate on a hippogriff. We never got confirmation because we stopped playing right then. But side note, We then, Johnny Skyfall is like, how about you guys share some information since I'm the only one talking about my backstory? So we're like, we'll share some information. And we're like, wow, that's really cool. And then it cuts to black. Also, Tanner said a very appropriate question, and I thought he was hating on short people. How do gnomes drive? It's like, holy shit, man!
Yeah.
What? I think morally it's terrible. Yeah. I eat it, but I think morally it's terrible. It's delicious. It's really good. I try not to eat that much. I won't buy it at the grocery store, but if it's at a restaurant, I might buy it. I'm gonna be honest with you. If sometimes there's like a nice veal ragu, I might be like, damn, I'm gonna eat that. But you know, it's a similar thing with octopus. But turns out you can eat octopus if you're in the UK and be guilt-free because they're invasive. But anyway. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Where are you going with this? Yeah, but veal isn't a primate. Yeah, but if I'm at a restaurant and someone orders like monkey brain, I'm like, that is fucked and you should not be ordering that. Veal? No. All right, if it was monkey quadriceps, I'd be like, that's fucked. Yeah, I was going to say monkey peck and I was like, that's too much. Why? It's too close. Quick question. Does a half hippogriff, half griffin produced giant eagles from Lord of the Rings, a la Man-Man from the short, from our one shot. Minotaurs were mid half human because their legs are hooves. One final closing comment. Minotaurs have feet with hooves, so it's really just their torsos that are human. Yeah, because it's human. Head. Yeah. No, I didn't realize you were a predator bird. It was like when Marzo saw the prey folk. He might not have made it out. He might not have made it out. Okay, one really closing thing. I searched Minotaurs to look at the images to verify this. Scrolled, but then there's a suggested related search. The first one is Minotaur scary, and that's in bold. And the second one is male Minotaur. Weirdos are searching.
Yeah.
The third one is Minotaur Percy Jackson. Post office. Actually is post office box. I thought I was being an ass. I was like, I think that's right, but it doesn't seem right saying out loud. Yeah, I forgot to mention that though. Get half, you just get one dice. You can declare it, and the next die you roll is the die you use. Whoa! those bitches.
Can I roll a religion?
What about an athletics?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Should we go tell the cops about those little like uni below the saint the city streets? Which cop was on the radio again? Which organization? Is Cedric Corot part of this group? Was that a different magical crime? So, don't know if you guys know anyone, but I'm sure the scale could get me in contact with someone for us to chat with. I think we should. I think we should trust the cops. I, in my notebook, write this down. What are you alleging? Should we? Okay. So, is there a nearest Kalshi that we can bet on the weather? Is there any crop that's that needs a lot of water that we can short some commodity like red lentils? You know what, guys? I'm gonna kill Argyle and just make a banker. That's adventuring. He's adventuring to get tips on what to invest in. We have 30, we can get there in 30 minutes, so we should go. I'll wait in the car. I think it's too cute. Actually, have you seen Naked Gun 2? I'm kidding, I'm kidding. It's in the trailer, but anyway. He's Liam Neeson. What if his character is just Liam Neeson from the narrative? Right. Are you going in, my friend? You want a cigarette? And then it cuts to black. It's a good story. By the way, just quick question. We're not at like the point of society with CCTV, right? Okay, just double check.